This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rick Haro is our sports business and legal insider on the bench for over two decades. He's on the phone from Indy at the 500 weekend. Did you do it last year and actually go to the race? Because you know I've been there many times. Did you actually do it, or is this your first time?
No, this is my second bucket list time. Last year was my virgin year. And, you know, it's interesting because remember last year the Penguins started the championship at home, so I drove from Indy to Pittsburgh. This year, Indy to Vegas is a little farther, so I'm going to sit that one out. But this is year number two.
So I saw your piece on the IndyCar vets believing the current crop of young drivers are going to have a huge impact on the sport. I hope so for their sake because – could there be any less interest in this sport these days?
You know, the funny thing is, you wouldn't know it here. Of course, that's the case. 300,000 people coming, economic impact of $500 million. Television ratings need to get better. And obviously, it's a lot better than when the feud was happening years ago. But Zach Veach, a great kid, a lot of other young drivers are trying to get the spotlight. And, you know, Andretti Racing has five drivers. It's always Andretti and Penske, and, you know, just have to see. But the new kids are great, maybe 25% of the starting field under 25 years old, but they need that. You know they need that.
Do you, believe – we understand why the Hoosier State loves it. So, like, when I went to IU – I always went. I just thought it was fantastic. And it's easy to understand why everyone in the Midwest seems to, or anywhere in the vicinity of Indiana. In other words, you know, the Illinois, Ohio, you know, area, things of this nature, Iowa and all the rest that are, you know, somewhat reasonable in terms of getting there. Why is it that they like it so much and then nobody else does?
Well, the thing is, the whole month is geared to Midwest. So, you know, the IndyCar series has the Grand Prix of Indy, and then every driver stays basically in Indianapolis for the whole week. Good or bad, the series got to have a little bit more national flavor to it, clearly. Long Beach, yeah, they got Dallas, yeah, they got Phoenix, but they may shift that around a little bit. They finish in Sonoma. Not enough on the East Coast. So part of the deal is to expand it. Mark Miles, who runs international, the IMS as well as Indianapolis Motor Speedway, as well as the series.
Right.
He was a former ATP guy. You know, he's the right guy for the job. So it is going to improve.
It is a magnificent place. It's one of the great things to do in your lifetime for any sports fan, even if you don't like auto racing or IndyCar racing or Formula One or NASCAR. It doesn't matter. You have to experience that place and that noise and that crowd at least once in your lifetime, not on television, but in person. There is something to be said for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It is a magnificent gem of the world.
Biggest sporting event in the world Sunday, 300,000 people, maybe more. And here's the fact. You're an Indy guy, or at least you've been here a lot. St. Elmo's 3-hour wait today for dinner. They serve 6,000 shrimp cocktail for the weekend, the most in history. How's that for number?
Rick Haro always having inside information, and Carver High loves it. All right, let's go to the Stanley Cup. Now with Vegas having advanced, and the few people who took the long odds preseason are looking at payouts of anywhere. If you made a $20 bet, you're making $10,000. But we talked about this last night on the show. I'll say this to you, Rick, is that this is, to me and to Vegas, because I've been there a lot, as you know, it's a bad day. It's a very bad day for them when they have that many big losses, like a Super Bowl day loss or, you know, like a day like NFL players where they lose all the money. But really, at the end of the day, just a bad day. They never have, in my view, bad years or months. They have bad days. So I think that all this hype about them losing money over the nights is getting them tons of exposure. A lot of people are going to hotels, restaurants, partying, and betting on them, and I don't even think they care they're losing the money.
Hockey betting up 35% across the board, and obviously the Golden Knights have a lot to do with that. So you're absolutely right. The bad day may be a bad week, but over the year, they've had a really good year attendance-wise, casino-wise, occupancy-wise, hotel-wise, and everybody loves the Knights.
So the NFL, you're saying, is expected to sit the whole integrity fee out for now. They're going to, what, see how things play out over the next couple of years?
Well, certainly for now. And so I was with some of the NFL people today, and the strategy is let's see how much traction baseball gets. They're asking for a quarter of a point. Let's see what traction NBA gets. They're asking for a point. You know, any time that the states now are going to try to figure out how to get this done, as you know, they got two negotiations. They've got with each league because the leagues are saying that you need to spend more to protect integrity. Maybe, maybe not. That's what they're saying. And also they want to charge for the data. The data is public, but they're going to try to charge for it anyway. And then each state needs money for bridges, roads, all the stuff in the budget. They got two negotiations going on. The NFL is saying, we're going to get our piece. We just want to see what the leagues, other leagues do first.
What did you think of your NFL friends and their anthem policy?
Well, you know, I think it could have been done without a lot of controversy, but now you have a deployment of it where a lot of the players are still outspoken. The union was not consulted. I don't know if that was the right or the wrong thing to do. You didn't need to get the union approval. But it sure would have been nice to get this thing done. The difference between this year and last year was there's $90 million allocated in this platform. Malcolm Jenkins and others get to administer it, bail reform, social justice, all the things that the NFL players were protesting about. They've made significant headway. So I'm just really hoping, whether this is the right procedure or not, that we don't go through that for another year.
Rick Harrell with us from the Indianapolis 500. So Tepper buys the Carolina Panthers. David Tepper, former Steeler minority owner. That $122.5 million stake is now up for grabs, apparently. And were you blown away by the price tag on the Panthers? For valuations of NFL clubs, if I'm owning one of these NFL clubs, they're all smart. They know that, I mean, even a franchise like Carolina, no offense, but it's worth $2.2 billion or whatever, $2.5 billion. That's insanity. I mean, these teams, even crappy teams, are worth $2 billion.
Well, it's insanity because that's kind of what Forbes had pegged was the average. So, no, I wasn't blown away at all. I'm blown away that a guy paid all cash. So, well, not really. $2.2 billion down and $75 million over time. That sounds like all cash. And so, like you said, his stake that he bought was in 2009 for a small amount is now worth $120 million. The big deal is you're not buying Charlotte. You're buying 1/32nd partnership in the league, and the $3.2 billion in revenue last year that the league generated was $500 million more than the NHL and Major League Baseball combined. So you're buying a large revenue stream. Even the bottom teams are going to make a lot of money.
So do you think Justify will win the Belmont?
Yeah, right? Because, but listen, we've had a lot of horses at this point that, you know, 2-3 weeks out, they were shoe-ins, and what happened to them? So I do know this, that with gambling coming on and all the other stuff happening, even if you win the Triple Crown, now you got 50 weeks again where racing kind of goes into oblivion before they come back.
How about J.J. Watt offering to pay for all those funerals of the Santa Fe victims?
The guy's amazing, and he continues to be, and he's the Sportsman of the Year. Philanthropically, he's done everything right. Good to see him on the sidelines in Houston, right? He and Timberlake
right. Watching
the Rockets in a kind of a great game, and now we've got a game that's kind of interesting in Cleveland 7 points, and then tomorrow we do it again.
Jeter has not gotten South Florida's fan interest peaked at all since he's taken over the team.
You and I both know how hard it is to get something done in South Florida. Stadium is great. We know it takes more than that. And Jeter coming in and saying, trust me, let me sell Stanton to the Yankees. But trust me, that doesn't work in Miami. And it is kind of too bad. The worst two teams in baseball attendance-wise are both in Florida.
So what do you think of that Champions League final this weekend? That's big money, too.
Big money. Awesome. And, of course, you've got deals like Chelsea doing a sleeve sponsorship contract coming to $70 million over 5 years with Hyundai. So the numbers are even more significant than they used to be.
How about the L.A. Football Club, LAFC? They got a three-year deal with who? Francis Ford Coppola's winery?
Yeah, so listen, everybody's spending money on this deal. So they want to be upper crust. They're talking about kind of a tailgate celebration. This is the big money for them. And they're gaining ground on the Galaxy, and they're trying to be the kind of upper crust other alternative in Los Angeles. Good idea. Two teams, two different brands.
Tech Top 5, what does the Fox deal with Intel and Ericsson for the 4K at the U.S. Open?
Well, they're trying to figure out how to generate more cameras, more technology, more high-tech stuff. And they've got Intel and other partners. They perfected some of the technology at the Winter Games. Now it's 4K video over 5G. I don't quite exactly know how it works, nor do you, but it's sure going to look good.
The power of Sports 5, the NFL helmets give a helping hand. Tell me about these kids in San Luis Obispo. What are they doing?
Well, you know, they're spending a lot of time doing some really good stuff. And what they were doing is donating dollars, creating these helmet opportunities. And what's happening is you got kids who's trying to figure out how to get even more dollars for equipment, new helmets, auction items. Joe Namath, Bo Jackson, including big names to try to raise money for charity. Good stuff.
How about the Bears? Their annual Bears Care Gala for breast and ovarian cancer happening at Soldier Field.
Annually, they're raising over $14 million. All the Chicago Stars, youth athletes, medical research, education, all the big stuff. The Bears have been really good charitably over the last few years, even if they haven't been good on the field.
All right, Rick, enjoy the Indy 500. Safe travels. We'll catch up with you next week. Great stuff.
Good Memorial Day, man.
All right, you too. All right, Rick Haro tonight from the Indianapolis 500.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.